local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And it's 76 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, Kelly Finley in studio. Also, Sean Sullivan will be back soon. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk with Beth Thomas from Alabama Power about the goings on last night. Some storms rolling through the area, knocking some people out of power. She's going to give us the big update on what we can expect this morning and what they're doing. Also, we'll check in with Dr. Bill in that weather forecast for this Monday. But first, let's check the ride in with Kane and traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Good News Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have cleared the few accidents we've had. Cottage Hill, Government, Airport, and 65 already pretty busy this morning, so keep that in mind. But across the Bayway and the Causeway, we look good. The accident right in front of Austell off of Atsco at Battleship Parkway now clear, and no delays on I-10 from Malpas all the way to Loxley. The racing returns this Saturday night, August 4th at Flemington Speedway at 913 Highway 113 in Flemington, Alabama, with the Jared Johns Memorial Derby. See them at FlemingtonSpeedway.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:06 on Mobile Mornings. We're on FM Talk 106.5. Dahl Norwig and Kelly Finley in with you this morning.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about the weather from last night. Yesterday afternoon, Dr. Bill has talked to us about, you know, the crunching numbers and what we needed to know. We have Beth Thomas on the phone with us from Alabama Power this morning to talk more about what our families, city and county-wide and really statewide, need to know, especially, Beth, if they were impacted by power outages yesterday. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me this morning. I do want to share that we had about 2,000 people across the Mobile area without power last night around 7 p.m. Power was restored to most everyone by midnight, so we did have a lot of people out working to restore power throughout the night last night. It's not unusual to have a lot of storms during this time of the year. People can prepare by being aware, watching the weather. We don't want people to be out when there's lightning. People should be aware and stay away from any power lines that may be on the ground, because we can't always know when those lines are active.
That's such great advice always, and it's okay to repeat it time and time again, because, you know, of course, that's good. That can save lives, Beth. A lot of flooding going on. I know we live downtown, and it looked like Noah's Ark.
That is typical in low-lying areas, and we know that water and electricity don't mix well. You make a great point, Kelly. Absolutely. People should turn around, not drown. Don't try to drive through those areas, and certainly stay away when areas are flooded. That's also great advice as well.
You have, you're posting updates on Twitter as quickly as you possibly can to keep everyone in the know, but that you also have a 1-800 number from a customer service standpoint to also reporting power outages. How important is that to you to hear directly from the community when it comes to, you know, severe weather impacting our area?
Absolutely. When people see lines that are down or poles that are broken or any kind of dangerous situation, we do welcome them to contact us. They can contact us online or call us at 1-800-888-2726 to report an outage or any dangerous situation.
So just to reiterate, if you're just tuning in, this is Beth Thomas with Alabama Power. So at the peak of the storm, 2,000 customers without power last night?
Yes, around 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we did have, as I mentioned, power restored to everyone around midnight. We do want to remind people that our crews are not able to work during dangerous situations, so we have to wait until the weather dies down So when it's lightning or when winds are high, we can't put our crews out to work during those dangerous situations. So we have to wait until the lightning dies down. We have to wait until winds die down before we can put buckets up in the air.
Right, because those crews have families as well that they want to get home to safely. And before we let you go, Beth, as we get ready for the next storm to hit, because, hey, it's the Gulf Coast, right? This is a great reminder for everyone to make sure that they have their gear ready in case they do lose power, from the candles to the flashlights, items like that. Go ahead and reiterate that for our listeners this morning.
Absolutely. Well, we do know that even though these are small storms that we're facing right now, we are obviously in hurricane season, and we're about to hit the height of hurricane season. So hopefully everyone does have some supplies ready and on hand. Hopefully you have some flashlights and batteries, have your battery-operated radio, and you have everything ready that you need for this time of the year, because it is important to have all of those supplies on hand, stocked up and ready to go.
Good stuff. Beth Thomas, thank you so much for joining us with Alabama Power. We appreciate the updated information, and you have a safe Monday morning.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Beth Thomas from Alabama Power. Great to have her on. Great that they were able to restore power to everybody.
Yeah, 2,000 family or residents, families, businesses, mm-hmm. That all that back on just before midnight. That's a good deal.
Yeah, and like you said, you never realize or you don't think about how much you love having power until you're out of it. But also, you know, it's July, end of July, probably good to have a fresh, almost like a practice run for later in the year, because you know the bad weather does not end in July. There's going
right.
to be storms rolling through the rest of the year, so maybe a good little practice run for at least 2,000 people last night. 712 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Oh, thought you had something to add there.
Well, I was just going to say sage advice from Beth and you as well, to remind everyone we're in the middle of hurricane season, mm-hmm. so be safe, be smart.
Speaking of that, Dr. Bill Williams, he'll have our update. Let us know if there's anything in the tropics we need to look out for as far as hurricane season is concerned, but also a little bit more pressing, more thunderstorms set to roll through the area this week. He'll have that full update a little bit later. We also have traffic with Kane, and coming back, got your sports update right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby hair's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. For the first time in South Alabama, candidates in the race for governor will appear at the same event. Governor Kay Ivey and her Democratic challenger Walt Maddox will both speak to sheriffs from around the state at Prettido Beach Resort in Orange Beach this morning. Maddox made headlines last week when he challenged Ivey to 4 debates. Ivey responded, declining to debate, and instead saying Maddox should just debate himself. Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne will host a town hall meeting in Jackson today. It's this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Salipta Fire Department on Crest Road. Byrne will host several town halls through August 22nd across the 1st Congressional District. Pensacola police are investigating a homicide outside a local bar. Deputies responded to a shooting at Sleepy Hollow Lounge in Pensacola early Saturday morning. When they arrived, they found the victim shot to death outside. As of now, there have been no arrests. The name of the victim has not been released. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Attention Mobile. Announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-2444. 8439.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Good morning. It's a quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In minor league baseball, Sunday's game between the Mobile Bay Bears and Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp postponed until today because of yesterday's inclement weather. The game was suspended in the bottom of the first inning. It'll resume today beginning at 5 o'clock. Monday's originally scheduled game will now be 7 innings long, and it'll begin 30 minutes following the conclusion of Game 1. On Friday, the Bay Bears won their third game in a row against the Mississippi Braves to take that series 3-2. And then on Saturday, in the home series opener against Jacksonville, Mobile lost 7-4. In the major leagues, Atlanta Braves pitcher Sean Newcomb came within one strike of pitching the first no-hitter by the Atlanta Braves since 1994, but he was denied when the L.A. Dodgers' Chris Taylor hit a single in a 2-2 count with two outs in the ninth inning.
Another 2-2. It's a base hit. So Chris Taylor on a 2-2 count with a clean single past a diving Johan Camargo spoils the no-hit bid of Sean Newcomb.
Newcomb still got the win as the Braves beat L.A. 4-1. Elsewhere around the league, Miami shut out Washington 5-0. The Cincinnati Reds shut out Philadelphia 4-0. Anthony Rizzo hit his 15th home run of the season as the Chicago Cubs beat St. Louis 5-2. San Francisco picked up a win over Milwaukee 8-5. The New York Yankees beat Kansas City 6-3 in pitcher J.A. Happ's Yankees debut. Boston shut out Minnesota 3-0, and Texas beat Houston 4-3. Also over the weekend, the Baseball Hall of Fame inducted six new players to Cooperstown. Chipper Jones, Vladimir Guerrero, Trevor Hoffman, Jack Morris, Jim Thome, and Alan Trammell were all enshrined Sunday in Cooperstown, New York. Atlanta Braves great Chipper Jones spoke about his love for Braves fans.
You are the fans I imagined in my head playing in the backyard all those years ago. You're why I love coming to the plate with the game on the line. Crazy Train, blaring in the background. And why I wanted so badly to come through for you.
Jones retired as an 8-time All-Star and the 1999 National League Most Valuable Player. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch held off Daniel Suarez and Alex Bowman in an overtime finish to win Sunday's Cup race at Pocono Raceway. Busch kept the lead on three restarts inside the final 35 laps in order to earn his sixth victory of the season and his second consecutive win in the Gander's Outdoor 400. The Joe Gibbs Racing driver led 52 of the final 53 laps of the 164-lap race, and with that sixth win, Busch tied Kevin Harvick for the most wins this season. Harvick, who won Stage 2, finished in fourth place yesterday. Eric Jones finished fifth, and Mobile native Bubba Wallace crashed hard in Turn 1 near the end of Sunday's race. After he lost the brakes on his number 43 Chevrolet, Wallace skidded through the grass and veered left while approaching the safety barrier, slamming it with his car's passenger side. Wallace said he had the breath knocked out of him, but was otherwise in good health following the race. On the PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson dominated Sunday's final round to win the RBC Canadian Open at 23 under par. He was tied for the third round lead with Kevin Tway, Bang Hoon An, and Wee Kim. Johnson shot a 666 for a three-stroke victory over Kim and An. Keegan Bradley had a 64 to finish in fourth place at 19 under par. And the 2018 Tour de France ended Sunday with Geraint Thomas becoming the first Welshman to win cycling's biggest race. Thomas finished in first place with a 1 minute 51-second advantage over second-placed Tom Dumoulin of the Netherlands. Four-time champion Chris Froome completed the podium, having started the three-week tour as the race favorite. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings. Coming up, your Monday morning headlines with Kelly Finley.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Jack Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in the this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt.
Hey!
Bill, stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Now, Royal Street going to be closed between St. Louis and St. Michael Street for the next 3 weeks as Alabama Power is upgrading the underground electrical service. That starts this morning around 9 o'clock. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, we appreciate it. Kane, 723 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to check the news headlines on this Monday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Dalton. And once again, if you're just tuning in, we just had Beth Thomas on giving us the updated numbers for Alabama Power. And all the outages have been handled, so that's good news. Crews worked hard in making sure you're able to listen to us. Also great news, as a six-year-old little girl, the subject of a recent Amber Alert has been found. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office confirms that Zoe Ryder has been located and returned home safely on Sunday. She was last seen with her grandfather, Victor Hare, in his red Dodge truck, and his girlfriend may have also been with him. Investigators said the case was possibly in an interference of custody. But again, she is safe. That is the great news. We'll give you more information as it becomes available to us. A national anti-gun violence organization is coming to the state just days before students head back to school statewide. March for Our Lives was created by students from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Remember, that's the school where a shooter gunned down 17 students and teachers back in February. So activists with the March for Our Lives anti-gun violence organization say that they plan to make stops in Birmingham, Montgomery, and Selma. The Road to Change tour is scheduled to be in Birmingham July 31st and in Montgomery and Selma on August the 1st. This is a nationwide bus tour aimed at encouraging young people to register to vote and to be educated on gun violence issues. Cities across Alabama last held a student-led March for Our Lives event last spring, including one in Birmingham's Railroad Park with an estimated crowd of 5,000 people. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. And also coming up, speaking of, I guess, guns, with the you remember that school sentry program that Governor Kay Ivey was talking about earlier this year? And of course, school coming up very, very soon. I think some schools get started this week.
Well, Fondy Elementary has been in school for almost 2 weeks now.
Yeah, and they're one of the schools that's trying to get that year-round thing started. Mm-hmm. Well, over the weekend, Alabama's public schools chief, he's been giving guidance to schools for this program, the school sentry program, that they say will allow designated administrators to access guns or weapons that are stored on campus. So from AlabamaDailyNews.com, Superintendent Eric Mackey sent a memo on Friday to school systems around the state emphasizing that the program is voluntary. And in that memo, he suggested a multi-step process for schools that want to participate. And we'll talk more about this later, and we'll also load it up on our website so you can check it out there, fmtalk1065.com. But that's something interesting to keep in mind, that school sentry program. Of course, we don't want to know which schools are taking part, because it's better to not know who has a weapon in the school. I mean, that would be the first thing you'd want to make sure of. But it'll be interesting with that getting started with school coming up very, very soon. Also today, Governor Ivey and Walt Maddox in the exact same room.
Yeah.
But
I
don't think they'll be debating, but they will be together for the first time. From our news partners at WKRG, they're both planning on being at a sheriff's conference in Orange Beach this morning. WKRG said the Maddox campaign sent them an email late Sunday night saying they're both scheduled to appear at the Alabama Sheriff's Association Conference. That gets started at 8 a.m. this morning at the Perdido Beach Resort in Orange Beach. Also, Governor Ivey's spokesman Daniel Sparkman, he confirmed via email that Ivy will also be at the conference. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they will be debating.
No, Maddox is he has challenged her to four separate debates, mm-hmm. but she said that he should debate himself.
Yes, that line specifically, she said, let me see if I can find it here. She said, no matter how many, he's all over the map. He can't figure out where he stands on any of the important issues like Supreme Court, abortion, or even gun rights. When he finishes debating himself, we can talk. That was from the mouth of Governor Ivey late last week, but also that was the exact same email that her campaign sent out last week.
And she also said that the people didn't want to see these debates. This is just a media thing.
Yeah, she said that only Walt Maddox and the media want to see them debate. And we've talked about it plenty mm-hmm. over the last few weeks, what the good move, what the politically suave move for Governor Ivey's
I would
campus.
Respectfully disagree, because I think that if we are paying someone's bills, if we are paying their paycheck, I think no matter what side you're on, you want to hear from those who, let's say you are casting your vote for them, you want to hear why they should get your vote again, or let's say you don't want to cast your vote for them. You want to hear even more about that, but I think, you'd be remiss if you take anyone for granted and assume that that vote is going to go your way just because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she could be in danger. I mean, there's a slight possibility that this could come back to bite her, but just with the number.
Yeah, she's with the number three governor, I mean, for popularity, in, mm-hmm. In the entire nation. Her numbers are wonderful. I mean, they're off the charts.
Yeah.
And so you wonder if you're doing so well. I guess on one side, if you're doing so well, why would you not, debate someone? But perhaps that's the best way to, you win games by playing defense, right?
Yep, that's well said. And Chip Hill, he's the communications director for the Maddox campaign. He issued a statement responding to Ivy, saying that she would not debate Maddox until he, I guess, got done debating himself. He said, no matter how many times Governor Ivy repeats her prepared talking points, she knows what she is saying is not true. Walt has been crystal clear on all these issues and many others as he travels the state, while Kay Ivey has been in hiding. So more on this coming up right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Coming back, we'll talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He'll give you the whole week forecast. We also have Kane with the traffic update, more news headlines from Kelly, and sports with me, Dalton Orwig, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Supporters of a proposed stadium on the University of South Alabama campus will gather this evening at the Dublin Pub and Eatery on Old Shell Road. The rally begins at 5 o'clock. The USA Stadium is on tomorrow's City Council agenda, but we're told a vote is unlikely. The school is asking for $10 million from the city and county to make the stadium a reality. There have been several community meetings recently focusing on the controversial stadium plan. Many neighbors in the Hillsdale community have weighed in against the proposed stadium, fearing parking and traffic will be an issue for their neighborhood. Mississippi officials have identified a Lucedale woman who was killed in Sunday's crash on I-10. Crews worked for more than 6 hours to remove LaDonna Rich's Nissan Sentra from the river along the eastbound lanes of the interstate. The Mississippi Highway Patrol says Rich was rear-ended by a cargo truck driven by 27-year-old Darian Lopez. The impact sent Rich's car into the river. Authorities believe she died from the impact, not the fall. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
Six people are dead and seven are still missing in the massive car wildfire burning in Northern California. 38,000 people evacuated from their homes. Jim Roop on the scope of the blaze.
The car fire burning in Shasta County, about 200 miles north of San Francisco, has consumed an area three times the size of San Francisco. It has destroyed more than 800 homes, and among the deaths, a woman and her two small great-grandchildren. The fire exploded so quickly there was very little warning. Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basanko says another victim was warned
and did not evacuate.
Along with four residents, a firefighter and civilian contractor were also killed.
Police have arrested at least two people for looting evacuated homes. The CBS Board of Directors today will discuss allegations of sexual misconduct against Chairman and CEO Les Moonves. The board has to work out how it will investigate the harassment accusations from six women. Police in Minneapolis releasing videos of what led to the fatal shooting of Thurman Blevins. Video does not make it clear if he fired his gun. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Make way for an electric hog. Harley-Davidson plans to build a next generation of riders by building a first electric motorcycle in 2019. They're also planning improved heavyweight motorcycles, new middleweight motorcycles, and smaller motorcycles for Asia emerging markets. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's financial crimes trial is scheduled to begin tomorrow with jury selection in Alexandria, Virginia. It could offer a detailed glimpse of evidence that Robert Mueller's team spent the year accumulating in its probe of Kremlin involvement in the 2016 presidential campaign, along with tales of lavish spending on properties and clothing and allegations that the political consultant laundered money through offshore bank accounts. Stocks finished down despite the strongest quarterly GDP report in nearly 4 years. The Dow was 76 points lower Friday, and Nasdaq's 114-point loss was its worst in over a month. Futures are trending for a lower opening. That's Your Money Now.
Wear a denture. Are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with four powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Is
your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your two and four-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:34 now on FM Talk 106.5. And it is time to talk with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, right here on Mobile Mornings. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Oh, good morning, Galton.
Good morning.
And good morning, Kelly.
Hey, Dr. Bill. Happy Monday, my friend.
Yes.
Well, yesterday the storms rolled through enough that the Mobile Bay Bears game was postponed and knocked some power out for people. We talked with Beth Thomas from Alabama Power earlier. They had to restore the power to 2,000 people around town. So pretty severe storms rolling through yesterday.
Well, we've got more thunderstorms in the forecast, and in fact, quite a few for tomorrow and Wednesday and into Thursday. So we're going to get quite a bit of rain over the area the next few days. Mainly big upper air weather system that's going to stall over Alabama, and it's going to produce a series of disturbances that will move across Mississippi and Alabama over the next few days. And each time one of those moves through, produces a cluster of thunderstorms. So today we're looking for partly cloudy skies, already some thunderstorm activity in the South Baldwin County and southern portion of the bay. But we'll have some scattered thunderstorms today, up around 92 degrees, so we'll get into the 90s today. Tonight, some scattered thunderstorms around through the night, low will be in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, keeping temperatures in the upper 80s. That's going to be the pattern for Wednesday and Thursday. Numerous showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we start to get back to normal. That means mostly afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures then climbing back up to 90 or perhaps into the lower 90s. So sort of a normal pattern for the end of the week. But between now and on through Thursday, we're going to see numerous showers and thunderstorms.
And I guess the good news that you mentioned, it will be at least a little bit cooler than we're used to.
We'll keep the temperature down a bit. Highs normally this time of year are 91 degrees, so if we're in the mid and upper 80s, that's significantly below normal.
How are we looking in the tropics now that we're in hurricane season? Seems to be going pretty well for us so far.
Yeah, that's where we've got some good news. We don't see anything now for the Gulf and the Caribbean. Even the Atlantic looks especially good in the tropics. There is a tropical wave just off the African coast, but there's no development at this time. So we're about ready to go in now to the very active part of the season. That is August, September, and into the early part of October. So no doubt things will be changing.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Bill. And we'll be checking in with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And you can get his forecast twice an hour every hour on FM Talk 106.5, except in the mornings where we give them to you five times an hour. Just so you'll have that update, have that weather ready for you. You'll know what you need to take with you to work or wherever you may be headed on this Monday morning. Right now, let's check the traffic on the ride in to work. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene there at Augusta Drive and South Broad Street with a new accident. State troopers still there with Pritchard Police Department at Cheyenne Parkway and Sioux Circle. That's an 8 mile. No delays as you're traveling from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Highway 90 looks good along the interstate as well and heading northbound 65 up towards Saraland. They've got a beer pairing dinner coming up at the Battle House on August 11th. They're partnering with local brewmasters, Serta's Brewery. Indulge on four beers and four courses for $50 and a little lanyap at the end. Call 338 854-41 for reservations. And I'm Kane with your At The Talk 106.5 traffic.
At Hardee's, slider time is all the time. Starting with huge flavor. Applewood smoked bacon or freshly grilled sausage. Fluffy eggs and melty cheese all on a toasty little bun. Get two for $2.99 all morning. Then keep the day going with our charboiled beef sliders layered with melty cheese on a toasted bun. That's big burger flavor starting at just $1.25. We ain't on Pacific time. This is slider time. All day, every day. Bring your hunger to Hardee's. Available now for a limited time at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
Imagine the breeze off the water, warm sun on your face, calm waves lapping against the pier, no traffic, no sirens. It's a perfect vacation spot. But even perfect vacations come to an end.
Or do they? If you live at Grandview Point on the Bay, this is how you live, just like on vacation. The exceptional amenities are like a resort. Swimming, tennis, marina, volleyball on the bay, lighted fishing pier, waterfront clubhouse, and one of the most outrageously beautiful views on Mobile Bay. Inside, the one- and two-bedroom units feature marble baths, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, spacious walk-in closets, private balconies, and free cable. Call 251-443-7222 for an exclusive tour of Mobile's only bayfront apartment community, Grandview Point on the Bay. Just 15 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes to the Brookley Aerospace Complex off Dauphin Island Parkway. You may never take another vacation when you live at Grandview Point on the Bay. 251-443-7222.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Alabama, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association.
7:40 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now we check in with Larry Kirby with LCM Motor Cars. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We had a great week last week, so we're going to be on the road this week looking for more vehicles.
Oh, that's great. So looking for some more inventory, maybe if somebody out there has a car in mind, they can just hit you up. Is that what they need to do?
Absolutely. Just call us or go on the request line online at lcmmotorcars.com or just come by and see us and we'll go to work for them.
And a week like this week where the weather can be a little bit iffy, you just mentioned the website. Is that sometimes the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Absolutely. You know, it's LCM Motor Cars. They can search the inventory. Like, there's all kind of different options they can do on our website. We don't always have the takes about 24 hours to get the vehicles on the website, so if we get something fresh today, it won't show up till tomorrow. So if they don't see anything they want, they can just call us.
All right, and if somebody would like to, you know, come on by LCM the old-fashioned way before there was internet, how can they come see you?
Come visit us on Highway 90 West in Theodore, like I said, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Just like us on Facebook or call us at 375-0068.
All right, thank you very much, Larry.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. 7:41 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time to check the news headlines of this Monday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. We have an update to a gruesome story as the man Prattville police were looking for in connection to the death of his ex-wife has also been found dead. Friday night, a BOLO, which is a Be on the Lookout alert, was issued for 39-year-old DeRico Hauser for the murder of his ex-wife after her body was discovered. Saturday, police canceled that alert after the 39-year-old Hauser was found dead of a, quote, self-inflicted wound. That's according to the Prattville mayor's office. Hauser allegedly broke into his ex-wife's home and fatally shot her Friday evening. A major announcement by the USDA. This impacts water. Okay, this is a big deal. Water and waste disposal infrastructure. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced last Friday that they will make available, quote, a historic level of funding for our rural communities to finance improvements to their water and waste disposal infrastructure. Stay with me on this one, Dalton, because there's a lot of numbers, but this is a big deal because there are so many communities who are without what we some may take for granted. So the USDA's Water and Waste Disposal Program has $4 billion in direct loans available now to fund the construction, the upgrade, or expansion of clean and reliable drinking water systems, sanitary sewage systems, solid waste disposal infrastructure, and stormwater drainage in rural areas, and funds are available in the form of long-term low-interest loans or funds are available. A grant may be combined with a loan if necessary to keep user costs reasonable. This is a big deal. So most state and local government entities, private nonprofits, and federally recognized tribes are eligible to apply. That's according to the news release. Projects must be located within a rural area with a population of 10,000 or less. The terms of the loan could be up to 40 years. Based on the expected lifespan of the improvements at fixed interest rates determined by need and the median household income of the community being served by the project. And last but not least, the applications that are not approved by September 30th will be considered for funding during the next fiscal year. So right now, you probably have questions. The USDA Rural Development says that they provide loans and grants to help expand economic opportunities and create jobs in rural areas. The number you need to know, 251-937-3297. 251-937-3297, extension 4. That's the Bay Minette office where you can call, ask questions. They have a website. Please, please, please research this because there are communities in need. This may be your community in need, and hopefully this can help get you on your way. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you very much, Kelly. 7:45 now on FM Talk 106.5. I guess coming up later this hour, we'll talk a little bit about President Trump's tweets over the weekend, tweeting about a number of different things, tweeted about the investigation with Robert Mueller. He also tweeted about, what else did he tweet
about? Possibly shutting down the government.
Possibly shutting down the government. I mean, there was a ton of things on President Trump's Twitter feed this weekend. And if you missed some of those, if you're out having a fun weekend with the family, well, leave it to us. We'll come by and let you know exactly what President Trump had to say this weekend. Quarters late now on FM Talk 106.5, and we're coming right back.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access, $14,900. Dockable waterfront, $34,900. Call or click 877-BIGVIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIGVIEW, 877-244-8439.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service. And we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost or a combination of both over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. For the first time in South Alabama, candidates in the race for governor will appear at the same event. Governor Kay Ivey and her Democratic challenger Walt Maddox will both speak to sheriffs from around the state at Prettydo Beach Resort in Orange Beach this morning. Maddox made headlines last week when he challenged Ivey to 4 debates. Ivey responded, declining to debate, and instead saying Maddox should just debate himself. Alabama Congressman Bradley Byrne will host a town hall meeting in Jackson today. It's this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Silipta Fire Department on Crest Road. Byrne will host several town halls through August 22nd across the 1st Congressional District. Pensacola police are investigating a homicide outside a local bar. Deputies responded to a shooting at Sleepy Hollow Lounge in Pensacola early Saturday morning. When they arrived, they found the victim shot to death outside. As of now, there have been no arrests. The name of the victim has not been released. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In minor league ball, the Sunday game between the Mobile Bay Bears and Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp was postponed until later today because of yesterday's inclement weather. The game was suspended in the bottom of the first inning and will resume today beginning at 5 o'clock. And today's originally scheduled game will now be 7 innings long. It'll be set to begin 30 minutes following the conclusion of Game 1. On Friday, the Bay Bears won their third in a row against the Mississippi Braves to take that series 3-2. And on Saturday, in the home series opener against Jacksonville, Mobile lost 7-4. In the major leagues, Atlanta Braves pitcher Sean Newcomb came within one strike of pitching the first no-hitter by the Atlanta Braves since 1994, but he was denied when the LA Dodgers' Chris Taylor hit a single in a 2-2 count with two outs in the ninth inning.
Another 2-2. It's a base hit. So Chris Taylor on a 2-2 count with a clean single past a diving Johan Camargo spoils the no-hit bid of Sean Newcomb.
Newcomb still got the win as the Braves beat L.A. 4-1. Elsewhere around the league, Miami shut out Washington 5-0. The Cincinnati Reds shut out Philadelphia 4-0. Anthony Rizzo hit his 15th home run of the season as the Chicago Cubs beat St. Louis 5-2. San Francisco picked up a win over Milwaukee 8-5. The New York Yankees beat Kansas City 6-3 in pitcher J.A. Happ's Yankees debut. And Boston shut out Minnesota 3-0 yesterday. Also over the weekend, the Baseball Hall of Fame inducted six new players to Cooperstown. Chipper Jones, Vladimir Guerrero, Trevor Hoffman, Jack Morris, Jim Thome, and Alan Trammell were all enshrined Sunday in Cooperstown, New York. Atlanta Braves great Chipper Jones spoke at the podium about his love for Braves fans.
You are the fans I imagined in my head playing in the backyard all those years ago. You're why I love coming to the plate with the game on the line. Crazy train blaring in the background. And why I wanted so badly to come through for you.
Jones retired as an 8-time All-Star and the 1999 National League Most Valuable Player. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch held off Daniel Suarez and Alex Bowman in an overtime finish to win Sunday's Cup race at Pocono Raceway. Busch kept the lead on three restarts inside the final 35 laps in order to earn his sixth victory of the season. That ties Busch with Kevin Harvick for the most wins this season. Harvick, who won Stage 2 yesterday, finished in fourth place, followed by Eric Jones in fifth. Mobile native Bubba Wallace crashed hard in Turn 1 near the end of yesterday's race. After losing the brakes on his number 43 Chevrolet, Wallace skidded through the infield and veered left while approaching the safety barrier, slamming into it with his car's passenger side. Wallace said he had the breath knocked out of him, but was otherwise in good health following the wreck. On the PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson dominated Sunday's final round to win the RBC Canadian Open at 23 under par. He was tied for the third round lead with Kevin Tway, Bang Hoon On, and Wee Kim. Johnson shot a 6-under-66 for a three-stroke win over Kim and On. Keegan Bradley had a 64 to finish in fourth place at 19-under. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Still there at Augusta Street and South Broad Street. Beyond that, we've got no new accidents and a good ride so far for the 65 split out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Bayway the Causeway looking good also from Daphne and Fairhope, Spanish Fork, right from Malvis to Loxley. No delays. You know, Car Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left. With new and used golf carts from Yamaha and all the other brands. Electric or gas. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 7:54 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time to check the news headlines for this Monday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
This is a perfectly timed headline, too, because Jeff Poor is here. So, okay, listen to this. So while the July 17th primary runoff election has happened and votes have been counted, the Alabama Secretary of State, John Merrill, and his office are right now taking a closer look into absentee voting irregularities involving even more counties. Does that surprise you, Jeff?
A little. I thought we were kind of past this phase with the absentee ballots, and I guess not.
No, but more counties being added.
Why? You know, like in 2018, that these high absentee ballot counts are going to raise a red flag. Why does this keep happening? Why can't they figure out another way to rig these elections?
Use the air quotes. Told you this was a perfectly timed story. So the Secretary of State said that Wilcox and Perry counties, initially named last week in a state investigation into potential absentee voter fraud, may be joined by even more counties. He says, quote, "We started with those two, but we're not ending with those two. This, as some of the state's smallest, less affluent counties saw a spike in voter turnout. Some of those numbers tripling the entire state turnout. That would cause a red flag, I'm just saying. So both counties are majority African-American, and they typically cast Democratic ballots. Secretary of State says the turnout surge is attributed to a spike in absentee balloting. So in Wilcox County, 44.4% turned out to vote. The Democratic contest for probate judge drew a little more than 4,000 votes, while fewer than 100 voters cast ballots in the high-profile statewide Republican runoffs, is what they're saying. Perry County saw 36.35% turnout during the runoff race. Only 200 votes, though, were cast in the Republican contest for lieutenant governor and attorney general. So Perry and Wilcox County each have 10,000 residents. Other Black Belt counties, which saw a turnout spike, Dallas County at 34.4%, Macon County 21.95%, Greene County, 11 people were convicted of absentee voter fraud 20 years ago. That's where they saw 34.08% turnout. So, oh, boy. And why this is a story, of course, because of what could have happened, what air quotes, right? But because November 6th is the general election, which means more people will go to vote, or will they? So just wanted to give you the latest on the situation that we've continued to keep you posted on. And, of course, Secretary of State John Merrill has joined us on the show numerous times to explain what's going on. So we do appreciate that. Just wanted to give you that update. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk. Oh, one more thing. Forgot. I'm sorry. Let me get my Twitter and tell you this. Mobile USA, congratulations. Their first successful six-week season. And we went to the game this weekend. They had the championship game. And they're very proud of all the women, the athletes out there who did a great job.
That's
representing.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is good.
Did you snag any foul balls?
No, but we watched 3 out of the park home runs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's great. I'll post some videos so you can see, but these are the champions. I'm trying to look at their names real fast. I'll have it. How about I have it next time?
Hey, that works for me.
Is that good?
Yeah, that works. And we'll also talk about President Trump's tweets over the weekend and Governor Kay Ivey and candidate Walt Maddox in the same room this morning.
Uh-oh.
Say it ain't so.
Outcast.